Hello, everyone. Steve Siebold back with publicspeakersblog.com. I just returned from Las Vegas and had the opportunity to speak with a bunch of really fantastic speakers at the Paris Hotel on the Strip there. But there's one in particular that I want to bring up just in case you haven't seen him. You probably have. He's one of the most popular speakers in the world. But I want you to have a look at this gentleman speak on videotape, if you can possibly do it, because there's some real lessons to be learned from this gentleman. And I don't mean just from his content. His content is brilliant, and that's known all over the world. But what I'm talking about is his use of stagecraft. Bill Gove used to talk so much about the role that stagecraft plays in being a professional speaker. And I will give you an example from another industry that I just saw in Vegas. While I was in Vegas, I was there for a few days. I had other meetings I had to attend to. I spoke there a couple times, and then I had some business meetings on the Strip. But while we were there, we went to see Jay Leno, who was very, very good. We sat in we were about the fourth or fifth row, something like that, and he was excellent. And the very next night, we went over to the Orleans right off the Strip, and we saw Don Rickles. Now, some of you are too young maybe to remember Don Rickles. He's one of the Sinatra, you know, Sammy Davis Jr. Era comedians. But just about 85 years old. He has to be close to that. And he was unbelievable. And my wife and I were comparing the difference between Jay Leno as a comedian and Don Rickles as a comedian. And we both thought they were both very funny. No question about that. They're both world-class comedians. But the difference, I think, that made Don Rickles so much more effective, even though he's 85 years old, was his use of stagecraft. The pauses between the words, the movements, the gestures, how smooth he was on stage, even at 85 years old, was something to see. I mean, it was a lesson in stagecraft for anyone who ever wants to be a professional speaker. Well, the next day, I got to see Jim Cathcart speak, and I'll tell you what. Elegance in action. That's the best way. Mr. Smooth. I was kidding him. We had lunch and I was kidding him. I say, you're Mr. Smooth up there. But I really wasn't kidding. I really mean that. He's just a very elegant speaker. He takes his time. No gesture is jerky. It's smooth. It flows. He moves. He sashays across the stage. He doesn't move. He sashays. That's what he does. And it's something to watch. This is one of the smoothest speakers you will ever see on a professional speaking stage. And you got to see him. Go to Cathcart.com. CathCart.com. I'll have the link on the blog here. And go check Jim Cathcart out. I would also recommend that you subscribe to his blog. You can subscribe so you get an email feed when he does a post. I subscribe to it. His content is excellent. But the purpose of this post is just to check him out as just an incredible example of elegance in action on the professional speaking stage. You'll just never see a smoother speaker. I've never seen one. And, boy, I've worked with a lot of the best speakers out there. And no one smoother than Jim Cathcart. Go check him out and see what I'm talking about. Thanks for listening. I'm Steve Siebold.